As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table most places, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, January the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always got good news of sorts. Pretty hard to really find good news. Maybe there's a funny news, maybe. I don't know. It must be out there someplace. Hard facts that we are always loaded up with, and workable solutions. You know my solutions. They stay the same pretty much from day to day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name in the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome, and those numbers are always posted on the homepage of oraclebroadcasting.com. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, and boy, is my email box overflowing. But you're certainly welcome to do so. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of small town America, Jerkwater, America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Of course, the Jerkwater is a place along a railroad track where they jerk water, you know, for the old locomotives. Well, we got a railroad track that runs right through Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Always love to receive your letters. And a big shout-out again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. This morning, precious metals doing all right, pulling back a little bit. A big sell-off in the SPDR Gold Trust brought off, I think, 400 ton, I think, is what they said. I'll have to look and check those numbers. But we'll talk about that in our market reports. Part 7 today, the history of law, English legislation, common law and ethics, and so much more. Of course, we will take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's get that market report for Tuesday, January the 5th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off $1.50 at $1,119.40 an ounce. Of course, if you'd like a rosier number, Bloomberg shows it at $1,120.50 an ounce, up $2.20. So you take your pick. About a $3 spread in gains and losses there. Silver this morning drops down 5 cents, trades at $17.53. Not a bad price for silver. Really ought to be 50 bucks, but we'll just take it for what it is. Platinum this morning loses $5, yet still trades above $1,500 an ounce, trading at $1,517 an ounce. Palladium flat on early trading. I guess everybody likes this new high price for palladium, but the palladium is trading at $419 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. For a low, $1,118.20, the high, $1,128.90, a $10 spread laying in there. At $119.40, your gold is up $260.70 for a 30.37% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live here Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go in and finish out that market report for Tuesday. And January the 5th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $1.50 at $1,119.40 at troy ounce. Silver loses a nickel, trades at $17.53 an ounce. Platinum off $5, trading at $15.17, and palladium flat in the morning trade at $419 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,125.25. You can see we're $6 below that now. Will it rise up to that level? Very likely. Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning. It shows closing yesterday at up 156 at 10,584. The NASDAQ closed up yesterday up 39 at 2308. The S&P was up 18 at 1,133, so a strong day yesterday for the stocks and equities and all of that. The crude oil this morning shows down 17 cents a barrel at $81.34 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index drops about 11 basis points on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 77.37. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates for the morning. The Canadian dollar moves up 20 basis points, yet trades at 96 cents. U.S. The Mexican peso up 32 basis points, still stays at 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets on those pesos after you've loaded up on the loonies, I guess it is. Oh, my, what a mess. The euro this morning, just about flat, $1.44 will buy you a euro. The British pound, you'll have to dig deeper. Although it's dropped 43 basis points, the British pound is running at $1.60 U.S. And the Swiss franc, we're going to talk about Swiss things this morning. Talking about Swiss chocolate, maybe a little bit. Down 11 or 12 basis points at 97 cents U.S. The yields in the bond market this morning, the 2-year yield, I guess the Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs just want, as long as they're going to buy the U.S. debt, nobody else will. They've bumped up all of these interest rates here. The yield on the 2-year is at 1.02%. The 10-year is running 3.79%, and the 30-year is at 4.64%. So I guess if they're going to cover our assets, they want to make some money doing it. The mortgage market this morning continuing this upward trend, making withdrawing credit, I guess, is the proper economic way of saying it. In the 15-year fixed mortgage market, you're looking at a move upward from 4.51% a month ago to 4.67% this month. And in the 30-year, from 5.03%, it moves up to 5.36%. So if you're looking at a mortgage, or if you've got a mortgage facing you, if you're trying to refi that house, you might look towards your business. It's getting more expensive every single day. And those little bits, you know, as they say, mind your pennies, the dollars take care of themselves. You might look over a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage and look at the difference in the amount of interest you'd have to pay in your monthly payments. As every little tick goes up, it increases your payments by quite a bit. You know, we hear about all this stuff. I read this, go up on the internet regurgitorium each morning, try to find some worthy news, some good news. Hear all this nonsense. There's repeating phrases. We used to hear about green shoots. That's out of the picture now. We don't talk about green shoots and scores any longer. But we do keep hearing about this unexpected changes, things unexpectedly happened. Well, here's just a couple right off the top of the list. Romania cuts its benchmark rate as political turmoil ebbs. Adam Brown, Irina Sabu write this off Bloomberg. Romania's central bank unexpectedly. See, no one expected it to come. It was just a surprise, wasn't it? Unexpectedly. It's like waking up in the morning and finding someone in your bed. Romania's central bank unexpectedly cut its main interest rate to the lowest rate since January of 2008. Lowest rate for a year. After the appointment of a government ended months-old political turmoil and signs that lenders may resume payments of a bailout loan. Romania got bailed out. Let's drop down and get another one. German unemployment falls as export outlook brightens. This is by Rainier Bergen and Kristen Witz. Bloomberg, new news. German unemployment unexpectedly fell in December. Didn't expect it. All of a sudden, people just lost their jobs. No one understood that. You know, they were looking for that. What's the problem with these economics, you know, advisors and analysts? Economists would be the way to say it. What's wrong with these people? Unexpectedly fell. They drive around town a little bit and see the empty shops and the closed factories. German unemployment unexpectedly fell in December as the outlook for exports brightened and government spending helped bolster Europe's biggest economy. The number of people out of work fell a seasonally adjusted 3,000 to 3.42 million, the sixth straight monthly drop. See, it's not just localized, folks. Declining joblessness in Germany, the world's biggest exporter, underscores the reviving global demand helped by stimulus spending. That's right. Borrow from Peter to pay Paul. It works for a while, but socialism always bites you in the butt. In the end, here's another interesting series off the regurgitorium again. These just are all off of Bloomberg, a series of articles. This is the kind of stuff I'm faced with every day when I decide whether I should invest the paper and the ink to print this stuff out or not. But there's a series of these articles. Here's the first one. Nestle confirms it won't offer to buy Cadbury. Now, if you've been watching Bloomberg and other financial websites lately, past month or two, there's been all this talk about Cadbury, Cadbury, Cadbury. Well, it's chocolate, obviously. But Nestle, SA, you know, Nestle, the largest food producer in the world, Nestle SA, that's packaged foods. That's the stuff you really shouldn't eat, probably. Nestle SA said it won't make or join in an offer for Cadbury. Following discussions with the UK takeover panel regarding the potential for further speculation in respect of the UK chocolate maker. Got it? All right, now here's another one. Nestle buying pizza business from Kraft Foods for $3.7 billion. It's off Bloomberg. Nestle SA said it agreed to buy Kraft Foods' U.S.-based frozen pizza business for $3.7 billion in cash. Are the stories related? Yes, they are. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Nestle buys Kraft Pizza unit for $3.7 billion and spurns Cadbury. Nestle said it agreed to buy Kraft Foods' U.S.-based frozen pizza business for $3.7 billion in cash, expanding its food activities in North America. Nestle is buying brands including DiGiorno, Tombstone, the hell of a name for a pizza company, and California Pizza Kitchen. The Vevey Switzerland-based company said in a statement today, Nestle, a Vevey Switzerland-based company, Swiss francs today, running 97 cents U.S., almost on parity with the U.S. dollar. This frozen pizza business provides a new strategic pillar. Can you believe that? A new strategic pillar. This is a sustaining here. This frozen pizza business provides a new strategic pillar to Nestle's frozen foods portfolio in the United States and Canada. I got more about that. Chocolate and pizzas and pizzas and chocolate and chocolate and pizzas and pizzas and chocolate and pizza.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordite Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Beck, I'll tell you what. Present for pizza and chocolate. I guess America would collapse on its face. There's no doubt about it. Nestle, again, buying brands. You buy any of these? The Giorno, Tombstone, California Pizza Kitchen. You buy any of those? Maybe you ought to think it over. Nestle's involved in that. You've been following Nestle. You'll know that Nestle SA is a company that could definitely be boycotted for a while. You know, just don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. Here's the quote again. This frozen pizza business provides a new strategic pillar to Nestle's frozen food portfolio in the U.S. and Canada, where the company has already established a leadership in prepared dishes and handheld product categories. Pizza, handheld product, I guess. Handheld product categories, that would be all the water in the water aisle of your local grocery. Handheld products, never thought of it that way, but I guess pizza is a handheld product. Soda drinks, bottled water, Cadbury chocolates. They're all handheld products. A whole new food category. The handheld, eating with their foods in America. Eating with their hands in America. No knives or forks or spoons for Americans. We just go face down in the pizza, right? That's it. Nestle's expanding its food business in North America after deciding against a bid for UK-based chocolate maker Cadbury PLC. The U.S. is the largest pizza market in the world with annual sales of about, here's this, folks, $37 billion. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves? My, oh my, $37 billion. You know, I drive around my neighborhood from time to time and into our little town. On garbage days, you ought to see all the pizza boxes stacked against the garbage cans. Unbelievable. But if you saw the people that were eating them, you'd recognize why you might want to stay away from them. Frozen pizzas. Kraft boosts Cadbury's pursuit with more cash as Nestle drops out. This by Tom Mueller and Andrew Cleary. Again, Bloomberg. Continuing story here. Related stories. I guess they say it on the TV. Kraft Foods, Inc. bolstered its pursuit of Cadbury PLC by raising the cash components of its £10.6 billion or $17 billion U.S. offer as a potential rival. Nestle SA ruled itself out of bidding for the U.K. candy maker. See, we're going to find out where Kraft is getting some of their money to buy Cadbury. Kraft said today it would sell its pizza brands, including DiGiorno, Tombstone, and to Nestle, and use all the net proceeds from the $3.7 billion sale to raise the cash part of its bid for Cadbury. I guess Kraft thinks it's better to be in the chocolate business than it is to be in the pizza business. But Cadbury is the maker of Dairy Milk chocolate. After requests from some of the shareholders, Nestle held the key to competitive auction for Cadbury, which would have driven the price up, said Martin Debu, an analyst at Investec in London. Kraft have purchased their silence and made their own offer marginally more attractive in the process, you see. So by a little bit of backroom dealing here, Kraft is going to help to drive down the stock shares. We'll find out about that in a moment. Reduce or increase the amount of cash they have to make the offer and get a rival, Nestle, out of the picture. The sale may hinder the chances of a successful bid by Ferrero SPA and Hershey Company. You see, They're locking out the competition here, keeping Hershey out and Ferrero, which analysts had been speculating might team up with Nestle or others to make an offer. Cadbury fell as much as 2.4% in London trading as the chances of a bidding contest receded and the overall value of Kraft's current bid remains the same. Continuing, it's a one-horse race now for Cadbury. It's just Kraft. It's just Kraft. Pulling ahead now. Now ahead by a nose. Now by a head. Now by a long. You know, blah, 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 blah. James Amoroso, a food industry consultant based in Waldshill, Switzerland, said, it was touch and go for Hershey. Now, forget it. Well, that's Hershey. And here's the last of the series. This is all off the news wire this morning. Cadbury falls after Berkshire. After Berkshire votes no on Kraft Bank blank check. Missed by Andrew Fry. Bloomberg, new news. Cadbury PLC fell in UK trading after Warren Buffett's, you know, he just bought the Northern Pacific, Burlington Northern Railroad. After Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc., the top stockholder in Kraft Foods Inc., and you're buying products made by Kraft, probably a little bit of macaroni and cheese in a box, maybe, voted against the food maker's proposal to issue as many as 370 million shares to help buy the candy maker. Cadbury dropped 5.1% to 764 pence at 1:34 p.m. in London. Kraft, quote here, Kraft stock at its current price of $27 is very expensive currency to be used in an acquisition, close quote. Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire said today in a statement on its website. Kraft is under pressure to bolster its bid for Cadbury and today raised the cash component of its £6 billion or $17 billion offer. Berkshire said in a statement that the issuing the new shares would allow Kraft to change its offer in any way it wishes. The share issuance proposal, if enacted, will give Kraft a blank check, Berkshire said. To state the matter simply, a shareholder voting yes today is authorizing a huge transaction without knowing its cost or the means of payment. And so goes pizza and chocolate. Just kind of keeping track of these meaningless pieces of stuff. I'm sure most of you are probably chilly this morning, wherever you happen to be, whether you're, well, I guess if you're in Australia, you're hotter than the hobs of hell, but that's the other side of the world. Up here in the northern hemisphere, it's cold from China to Florida, boosts energy costs, and hampers travel. This by Gregory Viscusi. Man-made global warming? Think again. Cold weather from China across Europe and reaching to the U.S. is disrupting travel and pushing up energy prices. Talked about that 27-mile-long string of ships out there in the ocean just waiting to find somebody to buy their natural gas and crude oil. Well, crude oil today traded near a 14-month high in New York, and spot electricity prices in Europe rose. In China, heavy snows and the lowest temperatures in 50 years. Hey, Al, you hear that one? Lowest temperature in 50 years. Hampered the delivery of coal. The Florida citrus crop could be hurt by freezing later this week. Manchester Airport in England closed due to heavy snow. Crude oil for February delivery advanced as much as 0.6% to $81.99 a barrel in New York, while natural gas for delivery today in the U.K. rose to $7.42 per million BTUs. The eastern half of the U.S. is facing its coldest winter since, AL, pay attention, since 1982. AccuWeather said on its website, Arctic air from Canada is spreading south. By January the 9th, New York and Boston may have a lows of minus 10 degrees Celsius or 14 degrees Fahrenheit. In the citrus-growing areas of Florida and Texas, the lows hovered just above freezing last night, sparing the crops any damage. AccuWeather said, freezing temperatures may hit the area starting January the 8th. That's coming up this weekend, folks. Get ready for it out there. Get your smudge spots burning, boys. Turn on your fans. Keep that citrus up. I'd like to have a decent orange next year, wouldn't you all? We'll be back in three. Stay with us.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and we're back once again. Let's go into the rest of this cold from China to Florida boosts energy costs and hampers travel article off of Bloomberg this morning. Gregory Viscusi. Maybe you could cut, copy, and paste this one down and include it in an email to your favorite man-made global warming enthusiast. Maybe you could send it to your senator and your Congress critter. Send it to your governor's office. Send it to the information officer in your local, in your state, your state capital. Maybe you can send a copy of it over to your state representative and your state senator. Fire off a copy of this over to your local enhanced 911 team. All these people that are out there championing the man-made global warming, maybe I can find an email address for Bunky Moon, and I'll send him a copy of this. Maybe he can sit down and read this if he has a moment. But again, the Climate Prediction Center of the National Weather Service, the Climate Prediction Center, forecast below normal temperatures from Texas to Maine through January 17th. Of course, they were looking through a glass darkly. prior to COP15, Copenhagen. Maybe they need to have this information up on their bulletin boards as well. The Northeast consumes about 4/5 of the heating oil in the U.S. You can see the interrelatedness of this article, the interdependence between freezing weather and the consumption of electricity and crude oil and natural gas, right? Were they worrying about global warming? Maybe we should all burn campfires out in the backyard, try and warm things up a little bit so we don't use all those natural resources. Anyway, let's go on a little bit further here. Corn under snow. About 500 million bushels of corn are stuck under snow in North Dakota and South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, according to Martell crop projections. What? Wonder how that corn got stuck under the snow. Beijing temperatures are forecast to drop to as low as minus 16 degrees Celsius tonight, according to the China Meteorological Administration. Maybe that's why they got a little better system and forecasting over there in China. Maybe that's why they were dragging their feet in Copenhagen. Northern China may have 50-year record low temperatures, China Central Television reported. That would be the CCT, right? Schools in the Chinese capital were shut after it was hit by the heaviest daily snowfall since 1951 on January the 3rd. Maybe that was why China was dragging its feet over there in Copenhagen. The official Xinhua news agency reported Premier Wen Jiabo called on local authorities to ensure food supplies, farm production, and transportation safety. Xinhua reported, snowfalls have hampered carriage of coal to power plants in the eastern province of Shandong, reducing inventories of the fuel in the region to 2.7 million metric tons, enough for fewer than 9 days of consumption, the Dazhong daily newspaper reported today. That's below the recommended minimum of 15 days, it said. What are they going to do for the other 6 days? Rub their hands briskly, no doubt, like the rest of us. Beijing Capital International Airport opened its 3 runways after more than 500 flights were canceled yesterday because of snow, the CCTV reported. Germany, France. Temperatures will not rise above minus 6 degrees Celsius in Hamburg, in northern Germany tomorrow. Jürg Kirsch, the spokesman for Germany's National Weather Service, said by phone, the cold weather is expected to continue for 2 weeks, he said. Temperatures in central and northern France are likely to remain below freezing until early next week, Météo Français said. Freezing temperatures are expected in central and northern Italy by the weekend, Météo Italia said. Power for delivery on January the 7th in Germany, Europe's biggest market, is trading at 48.25 euros or $69.60 for a megawatt hour. Wonder how the solar panels would be doing under 12 inches of fresh snow. Wonder how those wind turbines would be doing when they got 300 pounds of ice hanging off the blades. 12% higher than for tomorrow as demand is set to rise. Demand behind sustainable development always. Consumption in France, the second biggest market, is expected to peak on January the 7th at 92,000 megawatts. Right, megawatts, when you start talking about wind turbines and solar panels, think in terms of 92,000 megawatts, as temperatures may dip as low as 6.5 degrees Celsius below average that day, according to National Grid Operator RTE. That's 400 megawatts shy of the consumption record set on January the 7th last year. Germany doesn't publish a national demand forecast, the article reads. In western France, where temperatures are expected to be about minus 6 degrees Celsius today, RT asked households to limit consumption to prevent disruptions. Man-made global warming? Al? Come on, buddy. Here in Exeter, Missouri, temperature right now is 7 degrees. The humidity is at 71%. The barometric pressure is at 30.3 inches, and the winds are out of the west. at 3 miles per hour yesterday. The high temperature was 23 degrees. Our normal temperature here is 44 degrees, and our record temperature here was 68 degrees. The actual temperature yesterday was 23 degrees. The low temperature yesterday was 7 degrees. The normal low is 24 degrees, and the worst we ever had on record was 0 degrees, so we're but 7 degrees off of the worst on record, the lowest ever temperatures. Precipitation, 0, 0, and 0. Well, that's the news. We're going to go back into and begin again and continue our study on the history of law this morning, Part 7. English legislation, common law, law and ethics, lots of stuff. Got stacks and stacks of books. It's fun to do these series because my radio table just mounds up with books and all of these feathers sticking out of it. Looks like Tonto's quiver. But all the books have bookmarks and whatnot. And we'll just go through this and continue to expand our understanding the fundamental basic principles of law. What is law? And what can be learned about it just simply by reading books, as opposed to standing in a courtroom pleading. We'll talk about that too. But we left off yesterday after we completed the discussion on the feudal system. We stopped at a point in this Encyclopedia Americana article on law at English legislation. It's rather revealing. Let's go into that now. In England, the evolution of a homogeneous legal system was favored by the concentration of the lawmaking powers. You can see here in the 1950s in this text, and this may very well have not been written in the 1950s. Let me just glance again. And I'm looking, 1937 is the latest referenced material in this particular article by Stephen Feil, or Feil. But the use of the word evolution sticks out in my mind whenever and wherever I see it. You might make a note to note it yourself when you run across it in writings. In England, the evolution of a homogeneous legal system was favored by the concentration of the law-making power. Concentrating the law-making power. The evolution of a homogeneous legal system. Again, we talk about this being the home of the philosophical radicalism. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. I bring that out always so that you know maybe to go and look and browse things up so it doesn't just flow in one ear and out the other. Who were the philosophical radicals? Certainly Jeremy Bentham in England, John Mill, and then James Mill, John Stuart Mill's father, is part of the group as well. Godwin comes into the group as well. There's many others. But what was going on with this guy, Jeremy Bentham? Well, he was basically evolving or rewriting the laws of England at their time. And much of it came into existence right there with him. So you might go back and take a look at Jeremy Bentham. But again, in England, the evolution of a homogeneous legal system was favored by the concentration of the lawmaking power. We have a lot of concentration of lawmaking power in America today. As early as the 13th century, the common law was centralized in the king's court. And it was the law spoken by the king's judges. There was no other school. And there were no other masters from whom it could be learned. Kind of see the monopoly of law there. Go back and perhaps if you have the opportunity to acquire a set of Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, you can flesh this out for yourself in greater detail. The rise of law in England. Concentration of law powers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcast.
Certainly, few would deny the efficacy of having a literate people. There's certainly much to be said, and it's a blessing to live in a country where virtually all of the people can read, at least most of them. But this idea that you can find enshrined in even the Missouri State Constitution, the idea of having free and gratuitous public schools, you know, K through 12, of course, we do now have these free and gratuitous, almost compulsory pre-K classes in our school, publicly funded and financed school buildings. But this idea of a free and gratuitous education, you know, some people think that cows give milk. Well, no way. Obviously, the only people that really believe that cows give milk are the people who've never sat on a three-legged milk stool in a cold stall in the middle of the winter milking Bessie. They don't give milk. They'll let you take their milk, but it's a lot of work. Anyway, the idea of a free and gratuitous education, you know, gratuity is what you leave beside your plate after you've enjoyed a meal at a restaurant or a drink at a cocktail lounge or something, a gratuity, a tip. Free and gratuitous. You think it's free? No way. one of the largest budget items in the entire state, free and gratuitous educational system. You've got to be kidding. Maybe you don't own property. Here in Missouri, southwest Missouri, 90% of the property taxes are extorted away from me to pay for the education of children I don't have. Other people's children, free and gratuitous, no, not a chance. Look at the multi-generational influence of education. Look at the idea of somebody that comes into a university or a school or a college and teaches for his entire career, and think of all of the minds that can be either enriched or poisoned under that tutelage. It's extremely powerful, and many have known about its power for a long time, but certainly law as we know it today grew up gradually in England. Let's continue. There was no other school. They say again, as early as the 13th century, the common law was centralized in the king's court. And it was the law spoken by the king's judges. There was no other school, and there was no other masters from whom it could be learned. The systematic study of the Roman civil law, which we've already studied in this history, but the systematic study of the Roman civil law was discouraged, and finally, its citation as precedent was interdicted or stopped. The courts, making law by working on material presented for their consideration, demanded skillful pleaders. We'll find out about pleading in a moment. And in the course of a few generations, a learned profession arose and became established in the societies of the Inns of Court. The Inns of Court. The temples, the Inns of Court. But again, you see here it says, in the course of a few generations, it took a while, a learned profession arose and became established. A profession. This is this niche building again, where somebody develops this specialized knowledge and specialized language, and they climb up into the great sandstone wall of life and carve themselves out a niche, the Inns of Court. They wall themselves in with specialized knowledge. They hang their shingle out. Anybody that wants to take advantage of their knowledge and their skills has to pay a price, right? And we've all paid the price of this. The processes whereby the English law was adapted to the changing needs of society were much the same as those which had been employed in Rome 1,000 years before. By the legal fiction of levying a fine and suing for a common recovery, the strictest entail could be broken. We talked about entails yesterday briefly, and we'll hear about it again. But it's by this legal fiction, a legal fiction of levying a fine and suing for a common recovery, the strictest entail could be broken by the transformation of a tenure in fee. Now we're talking about property again here. Property, always start with property. The transformation of a tenure in fee into an equitable use, the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity. Again, I'll say it one more time. By the transformation of a tenure in fee into an equitable use, an inalienable, lien, we talked about that, we'll talk about it more. An inalienable, here the author does not write unalienable, he writes inalienable. Unalienable is something that you receive directly from God, according to common understanding. Inalienable is something that can be alienated through the process of law, right? There's a difference between flammable and inflammable. Dive into your dictionaries and discover it for yourself. An inflammable liquid, one that will flame. An unflammable liquid will not burn. An unalienable right cannot be alienated or leaned. An inalienable right can be. And there's a great difference. Just take the I out and substitute the U. Big difference. Again, an inalienable feudal benefice. We talked about feudalism yesterday. in an alienable feudal benefice became property, which could be conveyed by deed or devised by will. By the substitution of money for personal labor in the payment of rent, and the recognition of leases as freeholds, the tenants became freeholders and consequently free men. Freemen, tenants, tenants, freeholders, free men, leases, freeholds, free men, freemen. The law did not permit married women to own personal property, but equity enabled them to hold any kind of property in trust for their own benefit and to dispose of the same at their pleasure. Once again, equity has a funny way of working, doing end runs around constitutions. Equity has an unusual way of, well, what the courts of equity, the courts of chancery, we'll probably get to that in this article. The things of conscience. Maybe we need to turn back and look at that. The conscience of the king. It appeals to the conscience of the king through his spiritual advisor, the chancellor. The private law remained mostly unwritten until modern times. All the statutes enacted between the time of the conquest, that's William the Conqueror, and the time of the Commonwealth, embracing topics of the private law, would scarcely cover 30 printed pages of an ordinary law book. You see how things have changed? See how things have changed? How many pages are in the health care bill? And yet you could, with scarcely 30 pages, you could embrace all of the topics of the private law in early England. The Statute of Merton in 1233 declared it to be the English law that children born out of wedlock could not be legitimatized by the subsequent marriage of their parents. A child born out of wedlock remains a bastard even if mom and dad decide to get married later. Do you hear that, Barry? Oh, well, let's not bring that up. The Statute of Merchants in 1285 authorized the imprisonment of insolvent debtors. But it also provided that the goods of travelers who died while passing through England could not be seized and withheld from their heirs. But this idea of the imprisonment of insolvent debtors. You understand why this is a prison planet, eh? Where we all have become debtors to our creditor, the international cartel of bankster gangsters, the Federal Reserve banking system, and all of their cronies. We're all imprisoned. We're insolvent. We'll talk about that in the future. But it also provided, again, that the goods of travelers who died while passing through England could not be seized and withheld from their heirs. In which respect, English law was centuries in advance of that of the continent. The guilds, generally speaking, were treated with consideration, though there were several statutes prohibiting and penalizing restraints of trade and combinations. We'll pick up those combinations and trade on the other side of this top of the hour break. Stay with us for hour number two.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Music.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 5th of 2010, or 2010. Kind of like that ring of that 2010. You know, we didn't say 1,999. I guess it's time to bump up my brain and just call it 2010. Tuesday, January the 5th, 2010. The two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. In the first hour, we laid out a little bit of news. Really goofy stuff, actually. But pertinent, timely. I guess the polar bears don't worry, have to worry about the melting ice caps. They're probably having a ball in Alaska right now, dashing about, cold as you can believe. But, you know, they're looking for a seal to eat. That's what they do, you know, all these PETA people wringing their handkerchiefs over the baby seals. You ever see the blood stain around a fresh kill made by polar bears? I'll tell you, I've seen them from the air. My father was an Alaska Arctic bush pilot. I've seen some pretty huge blood stains on snow from several thousand feet above. Big mess they make out of it, but they have a good time. They eat them all up. Boy, they like them. They taste good. Baby seals for breakfast. A whole plate full of baby seals. Anyway, back to our article here. We're talking about law this morning, continuing our series on law. Right out of the encyclopedia, and then just kind of extemporaneously throwing things in as that comes to mind as we read through them. But certainly this is a great way that you can begin a study on something. I don't know whether or not Wiki and the others have this comprehensive treatment of law. I haven't looked. Perhaps I should. But this encyclopedia certainly does. And again, it was written over half a century ago. It was 80 years ago now. And so there's things that were on the minds of the authors that would perhaps not pop into the minds of those writing today. And certainly their writing style is considerably different. I enjoy reading more scholarly stuff written at a time when we still had complete sentences. The guilds, generally speaking, were treated with consideration, though there were several statutes prohibiting and penalizing restraints of trade and combinations to unreasonably enhance prices. Certain statutes prohibiting and penalizing the restraints of trade and combinations. What are these combinations in English legislation? That would be cartels and corporations, the big combines. It was August Comte said, writing in 1850, that in the positive stage of human development, our world would be ruled, the Republic of the West would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, and that their appointed dictator would be supported in all things by a cadre of super social scientists, and there would be central banks. He saw 13 of them. I guess you could call the City of London an R12, hey? Something like that. Central banks. But being run by the captains of finance and industry, And this, what, 150 years ago? 200 years ago? 150 years ago? Auguste Comte, the man that coined the term sociology and created the science of it. I think he was looking forward with a glass, a powerful glass, a looking glass into the future, and he hit it right on the money. Anyway, back to the article here. This idea of restraining trade in combinations to unreasonably enhance prices. Unreasonably enhance prices. We talk about the prices going up on everything that you need, prices going down on everything you don't need, as we move into a time of hyperinflation, perhaps. Artificers, however, received much unfriendly attention from the lawmakers. We'll find out about the artificers and other combinations on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return on our Tuesday, January the 5th of 2010, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we go into our second hour. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network in the earlier segment. And in the preceding hour, we're talking about English legislation. In the earlier segment, we just started in on this bit of the encyclopedia article. Again, where we start to introduce this idea of combinations. I'm going to give that to you one more time. The guilds, generally speaking, were treated with consideration. though there were several statutes prohibiting and penalizing restraints of trade and combinations to unreasonably enhance prices. Artificers, however, received much unfriendly attention from the lawmakers. In 1304, a combination to bring about by lawful means an injury to a third person was declared conspiracy. In 1360, all alliances and covens, you know, we talk about a coven of witches, all alliances and covens between masons, carpenters, etc., were declared void. Before we're going to go any further in that, and there's more to come in that same sentence, let's just look at this idea in 1304, a combination to bring about by lawful means an injury to a third person was declared a conspiracy. Well, Dorothy, Cadbury falls after Berkshire votes no on Kraft Bank blank check. We found in this article, these series of articles, and I like to try and find articles like this to bring out that relate to the topical material that we're going to be discussing. But this sale to Nestle of Kraft Foods pizza divisions has a opportunity. Here's the words. The sale may hinder the chances of a successful bid by Ferrero, SPA, and Hershey, which analysts had been speculating might team up with Nestle or others to make an offer. So it's conspiracy of Party A versus conspiracy of Party B. A conspiracy here to do harm to someone else, to take Hershey, a fierce competitor with Nestle, and Ferrero S.P.A., I don't know who they are, maybe they make pizzas too or something, but to take them out of the picture. So there's this conspiracy that was created, an alliance, perhaps a coven, a combination, combining to work against others. And in the early days in England, they didn't like that. Dropping down a bit further here, the Act of 1452, empowering the Chancellor, now that's equity, that's the spiritual advisor of the crown, the king and the crown and the parliament assembled, the spiritual advisor, the chancellor, the chancery courts, empowering the chancellor to issue writs of proclamation against disturbers of the peace. Writs of proclamation against disturbers of the peace and to punish disobedience by outlawry. That's outcasting, outlawry. Is believed to have originated the suppression of strikes by injunctive order. Strikes. The statute of victuallers, those that make food for people, no doubt, in 1548, victuals, you know, sit down with your knife, your fork, and eat your victuals, son. While it gave freedom of employment to skilled mechanics in any town, forbade artificers to form oath-bound confederacies not to work. About people striking this morning in the morning news down in Chile, or Brazil, was it? Codelco, is it? One of the largest copper producers in the world. They're striking for higher pay because the prices of copper doubled last year. They want more peas, more porridge. The statute of victuallers in 1548... while it gave freedom of employment to skilled mechanics in any town. Now, that's not the guy that works at the auto mechanic, by the way. It's mechanic is a much bigger term than that. If you can study that, you'll find it's a worthy inquiry on its own. Forbade artificers to form oath-bound confederacies. The Masons, the Knights, all of the various secret lodges, if you will. So many of the mysteries were bound up in specialized skill and specialized knowledge, and they formed these secret brotherhoods to protect themselves. It's like trade unions, the Brotherhood of Carpenters, and so on and so forth. Continuing down a little bit further here, in 1349, forbade artificers to form oath-bound confederacies not to work, or that would be to strike, or to make agreements among themselves as to the hours of labor. 40-hour work week, all that's product of the unions, remember? But at this time period, a union would be condemned. In 1349, and persistently for 100 years thereafter, efforts were made to fix wages by law, minimum wage laws, maximum wage laws, and they were abandoned only when masters complained that they could get no servants unless they were paid more than the statutory wage. So they didn't just have a minimum wage, they had a cap wage, a fixed wage. But notice the use of the terminology here, when these artificers, when the masters complained that they could get no servants, that would be your apprentices, wouldn't it? That would be the difference between an adept and an initiate, where you basically sell yourself to the master for a term of years, usually 7 years, to learn a craft or a trade, and then you became a journeyman. You could take your tools and go away. Oftentimes the master was required to provide the servant, the apprentice, with the basic tools necessary to begin their trade somewhere else after a term of years, usually 7 years. Dropping down a little bit further here, we find the term, worst of all fared the agricultural laborers or villeins. We hear about villeinage, villeins. Who are the agricultural laborers or villeins that we covered a little bit yesterday under the feudal system? They were committed without bail by any justice of the peace for refusing to work. This is mandatory work for all. Everyone shall have the right to work. United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Rights. Soon you people know what it's like to have no rights anymore. It's not just a universal right to work. It's a compelling right to work. You will not be able to refuse the work that's chosen for you. Wat Tyler's Rebellion in 1383 was a plebeian revolt. And among the demands of the rebels was one that labor in husbandry, or working with animals, be commuted to a money rent. In part, the demands were allowed. Villeins were thereafter paid wages, but the Act of 1585 restricted them to labor in their hundreds and required them to follow the calling of their fathers. Notice here, this terminology, in their hundreds. You have your captains of tens, your captains of hundreds, your captains of thousands. You can find that one in the Bible. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again, and we can wrap our mind around this term, villein. It's V-I-L-E-I-N-S. And we talk about inalienable, unalienable, here in the key, the right in the core of this word here, villeins, V-I-L-L-E-I-N-S. It's just kind of a word play. Leans is in there. We're thereafter paid wages. These would be your serfs. But the Act of 1585 restricted them to labor in their hundreds and required them to follow the calling of their fathers. In other words, just because you're now 10 years old and you're thinking about what you'd like to do with your life, think not that you're going to be able to do anything other than to hoe 5 miles of beans a day each day with your head down and your elbows pumping because it was what your father did and your grandfather did and your great-grandfather did. And coming outside of that wasn't allowed. It wasn't a decision that you would be able to make for yourself. There's no freedom in that. Villeins, the lineage, the lords of the manor, the three-field system, and all of that rot. Villeinage was formally abolished in 1425, but as late as 1574, commissioners were appointed by Queen Elizabeth to manumit bondmen and bondwomen, manumit, another key phrase in this, manumission. The Statute of Labor passed in 1562 in the reign of Elizabeth required unmarried artisans with incomes of less than 40 shilling to serve at their handicrafts. Persons under 30 having no trade could be compelled to labor at the request of any person having an art or mystery. Mystery religions, artificers, the niche builders, compelled. We talked about forced labor in the mandates. See how old this is? Auschwitz? Bergen-Belsen? Compelled to labor? Labor camps, work camps, concentration camps? You get how old this is? All persons between 12 and 60, not otherwise employed, might be compelled to labor at husbandry. At husbandry. Employment was for a year, and masters could not dismiss nor servants leave without good cause. Unskilled and agricultural laborers could not depart from the parish without the certificate of a constable and two good citizens. You couldn't even leave your precinct. You couldn't leave the parish unless you had a certificate. Traveling papers. Your papers, please. The wages of artisans were fixed by justices of the peace. The statute against the monopolies by royal patent was passed in 1623, and 50 years of shilly-shallying by Elizabeth and James. Feudal tenures were abolished by a statute of Charles I. English legislation. The history of law continues. Let's go into Arthur Hoge, The Origins of the Common Law, again from his introduction. We've been talking about this Liberty Fund book, just introducing little snippets. He talks about another force. This is stability and change, a paradox considered. In every generation, both lawyers and laymen seem to have been drawn toward two desirable but widely separated and contradictory goals. The first of these is the goal of permanence, stability, certainty in legal doctrines, and the second is the goal of flexibility or adaptability, permitting adjustment of law to social necessities. And we saw that as we rise through the feudal system and the early English legislation, this idea of flexibility or adaptability, but still desiring some permanence, some certainty, some absolutes. Dropping down in this introductory article here, he says, another force contributing to permanence and stability in the law emerges from the doctrine of stare decisis. I've shared this before. The practice of looking to precedents while forming a legal principle. The doctrine of stare decisis assumes that court decisions have been reasonable. And so you hear the pettifoggers and the legal mongers always referring back to case law. Case law, case law, case law. The doctrine of stare decisis assumes that court decisions, the decisions of the appellate court, the decisions of the Supreme Court, this district court, that district court, the doctrine of stare decisis assumes that court decisions have been reasonable. That what was reasonable in one century may be reasonable in another. Even though in the meantime, the most revolutionary social and political changes may have occurred. The important word here, our author, Mr. Hoge, writes, is reasonable. Ever since the Roman law spread through the Mediterranean world, European legal systems have made much of the reasonableness of law and have been influenced by the ideal of creating a body of legal principles which would be simple, stable, and consistent. Among jurists, there have always been those who take delight in the strict logic of a closely reasoned argument and who wish to treat law as a science, not as abstract as mathematics, perhaps, but similar to mathematics in the timeless certainty of its conclusions. We need not examine all of the assumptions involved in the doctrine that law is written reason or ratio scripta, but we can note that they approach a belief in an absolute justice or equity which the human mind can apprehend by reason. Reason. So our mind, the power of our mind, things we can reason out, logic. Aristotle, basically the father of logic. Aristotle's logic has scarcely been changed or amended over the years. He just about put the period at the end of the sentence over 2,000 years ago. Faith in the eternal reasonableness of law is thus not far from the ancient Stoic view eloquently stated by Cicero. Now here's a quote from Cicero. True law is right reason, consonant with nature, diffused among all men, constant, eternal. It needs no interpreter or expounder but itself. Nor will there be one law in Rome and another in Athens, one in the present and another in a time to come. But one law, and that eternal and immutable, shall embrace all peoples and for all time, and there shall be, as it were, one common master and ruler, the God of all, the author and judge of and proposer of this law. The idea of absolutes. Absolutes. It's absolutely repugnant to the positivists when we start speaking like this. They find it an abomination. They recoil from it Everything's evolving. Charles Darwin. There are no absolutes. There are no absolutes in the humanist mind. But there certainly have been absolutists, if you will, and men of reasonable minds in the past. This is this call for permanence and stability and certainty and legal doctrines. Couldn't you imagine, my friends, what it would be like to wake up tomorrow and find the law book? That one book that we could sit down and read and study and know and take with us wherever we go, portable. And no matter where we travel in the world, these laws exist. And they're few in number because they're reasonable. And that none would disagree that they are immutable. One common master, one common ruler, the God of all, the author and the judge and the proposer of law.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we like to do, I jump from the encyclopedia to the authors, and from the authors we're going to go into a textbook again and continue our study out of the Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, DeLaVue and Howard's, on the section under Law and Ethics. again, reviewing decisions by individuals as to whether or not they should do any particular act may be divided into three categories. Some decisions involve matters over which a person is said to have a free choice. All freedoms, including the freedom of choice to do a legal act, are limited and are not absolute freedoms. Again, these attacks, these positivists, these legal positivists, attacking always absolute Okay, so like I said, sorry about that, little drop there. Go back in and start Law and Ethics one more time. The Principles of Business Law, Dillavau, moving from the encyclopedias to the authors and from the authors to the textbooks. Under the section Law and Ethics, I'll read it again. I don't know where we dropped. I think we dropped right at the break. Decisions by individuals as to whether or not they should do any particular act may be divided into three categories. Okay? Some decisions involve matters over which a person is said to have a free choice. All freedoms, the authors continue, including the freedoms of choice to do a legal act, are limited and are not absolute freedoms. And I said before, from August Comte, all of the positivists, the legal positivists, certainly that, and the humanists in general, loathe, despise, and detest this idea of absolutes. They don't care for freedoms either. They're champions of liberty, not freedom. Freedom is simply the power to do or to be or to think or to exist with restraint. It's that choke chain around your neck and that leash that hunk of barbed wire hooked to a fence corner someplace. The rise of statism. The rise of statism. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. So we'll be talking about the natural law, which is not in itself identical to common law. Stare decisis. It's not quite the same. But there's this all-out war raging between the natural law, legal positivism, and the natural law, these legal positivists. We're in the rise of statism. The state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, all of this immutable, written on the very hearts of man by the finger of God concept, that whole idea. The state has arrogated unto itself all of that and returned it as codified. Justinian's Code, Justinian's Digest from early Roman law, all the way till today, returned as codified, statutory, those statutes. Codified, statutory, regulated. There's your administrative agency for you. Regulations, Code of Federal Regulations. Codified, statutory, regulated privileges. Privileges, not rights. Privileges. Licensable. Did you have to get a license to cut hair? Clean teeth, work on automobiles, inspect cars, be a general contractor, you have to get a license. Licensable, taxable, and revocable. Whatever the state gives with one hand, it takes back with the other. Back to our article here again, and choices do have consequences. All choices that we make have consequences. Continuing, other decisions involved acts that are within the dominion of law, and the doing of the act is illegal. Illegal, as used here, does not refer strictly to the criminal law, but encompasses all acts for which the law would impose a sanction. We covered that yesterday. Let's jump forward. Obedience to the law and obedience to the unenforceable are interrelated and complementary to each other. Remember the things that were unenforceable, the idea of manners and courtesy and honesty and self-restraint and bravery and tolerance and fairness and sense of values. All these are unenforceable. The law is blind to these things. That's why the law doesn't look at Jorge Bush or Pinocchio Barry the usurper. Can't see him. It doesn't recognize manners and courtesy and honesty and self-restraint and bravery and tolerance and fairness and sense of values. Those are the unenforceable. But obedience to the law and obedience to the unenforceable are interrelated and complementary to each other. They are the hallmarks of a great people. The former is absolutely an absolute necessity if anarchy and chaos are to be avoided, and the latter is an integral part of a democratic society. So the law on one hand, the unenforceable on the other hand, they work together, they're interrelated. The extent to which an individual, a business, or a nation, or a people, is obedient to the guides to human conduct that are unenforceable is the measure of his or its greatness. It's this huge body of things that we know, things we ought have perhaps learned from our parents. That we don't need to have law and cops and tasers and, you know, nylon bands and all of that rot. These are just things that come naturally, right out of the natural law. The authors continue, should businesses hire unqualified employees who are members of disadvantaged groups? Question mark. It may be argued that it is preferable for an unqualified employee to work and to take home a paycheck rather than to do nothing and receive a welfare check. In other words, does business have a moral obligation to assist in breaking the welfare cycle by hiring the unqualified and training them? It should be noted that a similar issue exists in higher education. Should universities have double admission and grading standards in order to assist disadvantaged students? Again, this is a legal textbook. This is a law book, my friends, teaching a course in business law right here on the air. What about our public schools, I could ask? Should our public schools have special rooms for those that can't speak English? For those that came swimming across the border yesterday and their parents now found employment at Tyson's or Cargill or some of these other corporations out there, the food processors? The children might be 12, 14, 16, 18 year old. They can't speak English, so they can't just come right into the classroom. But even if they could speak English, are they educated to the same degree as children in the same age group? Or do we have to create a whole new branch of schools for the Hmong people and the East Asians and the Middle Easterners and Southern Hemisphere folk, Nigerians and whatnot? What kind of a hodgepodge is this? It destroys our public schools. But is that something that we should do? Another issue which is essentially ethical, these are ethical questions. Another thing, or another issue, which is essentially ethical, involves the extension of credit by businesses to doubtful risks. We see the downside of this right now in our own economy. Should a business sell a product on credit to a person who cannot actually afford it? Should a bank extend a mortgage to someone who cannot afford the house they're buying? Ethical questions. To what extent should a businessman be his brother's keeper? This question is involved in many business decisions. Acts may be moral, immoral, legal, illegal, or any combination thereof. To which I might also add that acts may be amoral. You ever looked that one up? Yes, some things are moral. Some are moral. Some are immoral. But there's also those that are amoral. How many young people today are coming out of schools amoral? They haven't a clue when it comes to morality. They haven't had enough information on what it is to be moral to know whether they want to be moral or immoral, and thus just become amoral. They have no moral compass. They don't know which way the needle points, and they don't know which way the boat floats, and they don't know which end to insert part A in, and they just live in error. Legality and morality will depend on the subject matter, the time and the place of the act, and the person making the moral judgment. All this is part of a study of law. In today's complex technology, and this was written in 1970, just before Nixon took us off the last part of the gold standard, no longer doing exchanging U.S. debt for gold abroad in commerce. Oh, we'll have to pick it up on complex technology in today, right after these words. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, blowing right through the two-hour broadcast today. Boy, this time just zips by. We're in our last segment of today's broadcast. I want to close out in the idea of law and justice. And before we go into that part, let's finish this out. But the authors write, in today's complex technology, with its great productive capacity accompanied by extensive advertising and mass marketing and distributing systems, the uninformed buyer-consumer does not stand in an equal bargaining position with trained sellers and producers. Again, this, 1970. By the very nature of things, equal bargaining power is impossible. Consumers no longer equal with sellers. are vulnerable to all types of deceptive merchandising practices, price manipulation, false advertising, extravagant statements, undisclosed interest rates and financing charges, and extreme advertising and promotional schemes. Consequently, legal duties founded on moral sanctions are being imposed upon manufacturers, processors, distributors, and sellers under the doctrine of caveat venditor, let the seller beware. The old doctrine of caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, is passing from the scene. Again, the 1970s, more law coming in, and more law, and more law. And the more heavily the law burdened the manufacturers, the more heavily the Environmental Protection Agency and burdened the manufacturers and those entrepreneurs and enterprisers that provided the work in America, with the rise of the rule of law, more and more of them left this country or just simply went out of business. They couldn't compete. Ethics, this law and justice, the last section in this first chapter, ethics and values tend to influence the law. As they do, it may be observed that the law tends towards social justice. Remember, we've talked about sustainable development in the back into the archives. But there was this transition from equal justice, equal under the law, to social justice, the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle. This new trend in the 70s towards social justice, you can see how it's creeping in, it's all incremental. It is obvious, and this being taught to budding young minds that will become lawyers. Had I gone right out of high school, right into the university, I conceivably could have studied from this textbook and have now have all of these years of experience in law practice based upon the things learned from this book. And many people out there did. It is obvious that law and justice are not synonymous. Law and justice are not synonymous. The law is created by agents of society. Agency. So much on that. But each person has his own view of whether justice is present. What is right or wrong from the standpoint of justice may differ widely from person to person. We're not talking about men and combinations or corporations. We're talking about using the 14th Amendment, citizen person to person. For example, should the death penalty be imposed for murder? Does the death penalty accomplish justice? Society may have laws that are not just. Thus, law can exist without achieving justice. Without laws, society could theoretically have a system of justice in which each case was decided simply by asking, what would be a just result? But such a system would lead to injustice because of the differing views of what is just and what is justice in any given case. Our system is said to be one of laws and not of men. This principle means that disputes are resolved by the law and not by any man, even if he happens to be a judge. We bring in jury nullification, my friends. The role of a man in our system is to apply the law to resolve the dispute, though he may personally disagree with the law. To this extent, we are law-oriented rather than justice-oriented. This is very important. Fundamental basic principles in understanding law in America today, and perhaps internationally. Of course, our laws strive for justice. That is the goal. But the system being operated by men is imperfect, and complete justice by anyone's view is probably not attainable. Today, there is much discussion of social justice. See, in this one section, he's using it twice. Social justice describes the goal of law, and it tends to be synonymous with legal justice. Not equal justice, but legal justice. The question remains, however, whose view of social justice is to prevail? Question mark. See if this time you could still write that and get it published in a textbook. Reasonable men have an entirely different view as to what is justice in any situation. For this reason, it has been concluded that it is better to have a system of laws that seek justice than simply to have a system of justice which is not predicated on a substantial body of substantive law. And so we'll conclude the readings for today with that. But I would hope that by going through this step by step like this, we can understand that there is far more to these discussions than oftentimes meets the eye. I hate to, and I don't intend to be derogatory in all this. It's a term right out of Noah Webster's 1828, the lawmongers and the pettifoggers. But there are many people who have over the years advanced various and sundry what I consider to be individual solutions for global problems. How you can dodge the IRS, how you can get rid of your Social Security number, how you can rescind your Social Security card, how you can get rid of your driver license, how you can do this and how you can do that, and how you can stand on a notarial seal, and how you can come in with a Title IV flag, and all of this stuff. I wouldn't call it patriot mythology. It's made good radio. It's always interesting to listen to it. On the other hand, there are some that are out there that are really looking for the disease. And I commend Ralph Winterode for that. He's identifying some of the core basic fundamental principles of this administrative, hidden administrative fourth branch of government. On this broadcast, Become Vocal Local, a real focus of this, the daily solution in all of this, is to revisit the idea of established two-party political systems. To revisit the idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, ask yourself the question, is there any representation in this system? Who does your state representative represent? Does he represent you? Who are the members of the Republican Party? Who are the members of the Democratic Party? Have you checked out their bylaws? Do you even know what bylaws are? Where to find them? What power does a set of bylaws have over a corporation? Is the Republican Party in your state a legal fiction? What would happen if we could get the established two-party political system out of the way? What if we could get to a place where we no longer have to deal with a dialectic that's shaped for us by these two parties? Perhaps we could consider issues that are more fundamental. Maybe we could consider issues that reflect more truly the interests of the people of this country. And 2010 is going to just be a defining year. This is a very important year to carry on the work that was begun under the Ron Paul movement. All of the various and sundry meetup groups, I encourage everyone to inquire into your local county system and find out what the county committee men and county committee women are and do and how they become elected. For they are truly the members of the political parties in your state. And it is from them that every congressional district, every legislative district, every judicial district, every road district, it is from them, often this is who makes up these decision makers, if you will. Not explaining it very well at that time, but these are very important people. They might be the most important office in the entire country, but of course we always focus on the president. I don't, you don't. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again until tomorrow, and I'll be back again tomorrow until then. Good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable.
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50-90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.